You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I want to give a high five to Karen, who just joined us on Facebook Live. You're going to want to watch this. This is just really some great stuff, if I do say so myself, and I do. Before we go any further, thank you, Melissa, for that was actually perfectly done. It's spontaneous. It's fabulous. So I want to remind everybody, I'm going to be broadcasting live next week from the Greater Miami Jewish Federation, Sunset over Miami. It'll be like their 25th year. How do I know? Because I was chairman of the first one. It's going to be great. It's a great event. If you're in the real estate industry, you've got all the different service providers. It's a great place to meet new people, meet your old friends, and to really build your business. Join me at the Greater Miami Jewish Federation, Sunset over Miami. If you want more information, give them a call at 305-576-4000. You go, Jim, how do you know that number by heart? Because I do. Now, we're back here with Melissa Rubin. Melissa is a top producer over at Compass Real Estate. They're a new brand, but Melissa's been in town for a little bit of time. She's one of the top producers, top thought leader in real estate. Welcome back to the show, Melissa.
Thank you.
All right. Now, Melissa, we were talking a little bit about what was I going to ask you?
You wanted to know where I thought the market was going, where there were the most opportunities, where we saw the most growth.
Why would I want to know that?
I don't know, because we're here. You never know.
Yeah, because you're the oracle. There's the oracle of Delphi or the oracle of Miami. Now tell me, what should people be looking for as far as values? Where are they going to be sticky? Where may there be some challenges?
It's interesting, because with every challenge, there's an opportunity.
Oh, I love this lady.
But it's true. The biggest challenges or things that everybody's talking about is the brickle market, which the infrastructure is only getting better. And when we see all of these fantastic new buildings come out of pre-construction, it's going to create new opportunities for those buyers that want to buy in that market and for those sellers that don't want to keep their condos. And that, to me, is like a perfect time, or as I would say, a perfect opportunity.
Proportunity. Oh, my God. Trademark that.
It's in the process.
I figured as much. You know, you're getting all these likes and high fives on Facebook, man. We should have done this with your face. Next time you're here, we'll do it with you. I got two of these. You know, we can do two at once.
Okay.
Where it's going to be a lot of fun. Now, so you think that there's opportunities coming up.
Go ahead. No, I think there's actually opportunities across Miami-Dade and into Broward and Palm Beach. I think the question is, I'm looking at where the infrastructures are growing, what people are talking about in terms of those infrastructures, and how I can see those cities in 2 or 3 years from now. So funny enough, as people are talking about Doral and Hialeah and areas that we might not have generally gone in the past, but to me, there's plenty of opportunity for people to buy and hold and potentially see a future growth.
I agree with you. And see, you're talking about transportation and infrastructure. In the old days, back when they used wooden ships and sails, they did it on the trade winds and where the rivers were. And so all the cities used to be popping up right there at the transportation hubs. And so I believe that that's what we're going to see. I've had Mike Fay on here. Mike calls it the theory of donuts. High five to you, Mike. What I call it is the theory of the vertically integrated city states. In other words, every neighborhood's going to have a movie theater. They're going to have three different food stores, so you don't have to go all over the place. You're going to be able to have a Staples or whatever to do your, and you're going to be able to have your office there, God willing, if of course, unless your office is in your home.
100%. It's interesting, because when I came in 1997, we only talked about Miami Beach as the place to be. And now you look at so many cities and so much opportunity to go out if you're going out in the Design District and downtown Doral and Dadeland and the expansion of stores everywhere. And it's really amazing. We have like this whole global city of growth that we're all living in. And it's really phenomenal.
It's a place where people have come together. And, you know, when you do your reading and you think about where all of the trends are for intellectual capital, it all wants to gather in places that it already is and where it can be facilitated and to grow. And so as we create this ecology and infrastructure of community that's attractive to the international business person and the U.S.-based business person, people will come. Let's face it, I just got off the phone with a guy from Seattle who's moving here because he doesn't want to spend another winter up north. It's still the sunshine that sells the real estate here.
the sunshine, the beach, the incredible restaurants. It's everything. We're like this amazing global city. And from a real estate perspective, our prices are far less than many cities. You look at New York and Hong Kong and Toronto and San Francisco, and our real estate's like a bargain in comparison, and that's the best part. We're all growing together into this mature city.
See, here's the map that really counts. I'll show it to the people on Facebook. It doesn't look like anything.
It looks like breasts.
It's fabulous. I'll tell you what it means in a second. Here's the map, okay? The big X in the middle, that's Miami. What's the rest of the stuff? It's the continents. This is what that's right. It doesn't look like that because I'm really bad at drawing. Oh, God, I guess it looks like a couple of tushies. But anyway, okay, well, that was pretty Freudian. But the point is that Miami sits in the crossroads of international trade. And as they open up the new Panama Canal, we're only going to see more trade coming through here. And the one thing that we're missing is a liquid natural gas plant to fire all the ships. But we'll talk about that with the people that do industrial. God, I know way too many arcane facts, don't I?
You absolutely do.
Wanda, do we go? Is it break time, Wanda? No? Okay. So, Melissa, tell me what your favorite submarket is. Which is your favorite place? We have 1 minute. Wanda, thank you. And then we're going to go to break, and then we're going to come back because I got Melissa here, and she's all fired up. When she's laughing and rocking, I'm ready to go. Where do you think is the best place right now? Which submarket has the best potential for growth?
I think there's a lot of opportunity still in Doral. It's an area that when I first moved here, I never went to. And now I'm finding just more and more clients want to be there, especially clients from South America, Venezuela, and many of the South American countries. They're looking at Doral. And Doral is like the best example, I think, of infrastructure and growth that I've seen in a long time.
Okay, we're going to come back in a second. Melissa's going to tell us, we're going to have one more segment because I know she's got to get out of here and go to an event because she's the star of the stage screen and events. But we're going to be right back with Melissa. We're going to ask her some more great stuff that you can use to build your business strategy for Miami real estate, or maybe you just want to buy a place. We'll ask Melissa what the best neighborhoods are in town to live in. We'll do that right after this short break. Wandita, it is yours. Love was changed.